This year is the minimum amount of days that we can possibly say Slichas. Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, and there are exactly 4 days between now and Rosh Hashanah, and that's the minimum days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday or Tuesday, and then there aren't 4 days between Motzei Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, we start 2 weeks early. Why 4 days? There are all different reasons given. One of the reasons, though, is that the motif of Rosh Hashanah is that we are to be korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. We give ourselves over as a korban. Where do we see that? Because the Gemara says that why on Pesach do we bring the Omer? Because we're being judged on grain. And when you're being judged on grain, you bring some of the grain, some of the barley as a korban, and the rest is blessed. Why do we bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? Because we're being judged on fruit and the wheat, whatever reason has a din of fruit, and that we bring a portion of what we're being judged on in order that the Rabban Hashem should bless the rest. On Sukkos, we're being judged on rainfall, water, so we pour water on the Mizbeach, so the Rabban Hashem should bless the rest of the water. And on Rosh Hashanah, what should follow is that we bring a portion of what we're being judged on, so Rabban Hashem should bless the rest of it. So either we should bring a portion of our life, because we're being judged for our lives, or we should bring somebody as a human sacrifice for all of us. So the Gemara ends there. Rosh Hashanah imru defanai malchios zichronos v'shofros, and that takes the place of our being a korban. How that works is not for now. But that is the motif of Rosh Hashanah. The motif of Rosh Hashanah is just like whenever we're being judged, we bring a portion of what we're being judged on as a korban. On Rosh Hashanah, we're being judged for our lives. We bring ourselves as a korban. And there's no clearer medrash than the following. The medrash says it openly. The medrash says, on all the Yomim Tovim, it says, V'hikraftem ola. And on Rosh Hashanah, it says, V'asisem ola. V'asisem means make yourself an ola. Make yourself a burnt offering. In addition, what happens on Rosh Hashanah in history, one of the things, and that makes the essence of Rosh Hashanah, was Akedas Yitzchak, which is the closest to a human sacrifice that we ever came. So all of these things point to this idea. The motif of Rosh Hashanah is that we are offering ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a sacrifice through Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And since the halacha is that before you bring a korban, you have to inspect it 4 days before, for Bikur, to make sure it doesn't have any blemishes. So we say Slichas, a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's the time that we inspect ourselves to see that we come to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free, so we're fit to be a sacrifice. So we asked in the past, who are we fooling? Who in the world is going to, because of 4 days Slichas, be blemish-free before Rosh Hashanah? And if we are, what's the whole purpose of Aseres Yemei Tshuva? You might as well just take a vacation. If by Rosh Hashanah I'm going to be blemish-free, then what do I need Rosh Hashanah? Why do I need Yom Kippur? Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I'm hoping that by Ni'ilah I'll accomplish something. But to come to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free because of 4 days of Slichas? So in the past we've given many answers over the years. I'm going to mention some of them, all of them, and then add a new answer for this year. In the past, we said that just the opposite. The whole year we think we're blemish-free. We have all kinds of justifications and excuses for everything we do, and we think we're big tzaddikim, and we think that everybody else is to blame for whatever, and we're perfect. We need 4 days of slichas to be able to see that we have a mum. Unlike a regular korban. A regular korban with a mum is possible. But a human korban who thinks he has no mumim is possible for a korban. The Rabban Hashem wants people who know that they are Bali Mumin and that they need him. So we need 4 days of Slichas to inspect ourselves, not to see that we're not Bali Mumin, but to recognize the fact that we have Mumin and we need the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and then we can be a Korban. Another answer we've given in the past is that only a Korban Tzibur needs Bikur. Korban Yochid, an individual sacrifice, doesn't need to be inspected. It's only communal sacrifices that need to be inspected. And we've explained in the past that on Rosh Hashanah we have 2 separate judgments. Everybody is judged singly as an individual, but there's a separate mishpat as the tzibur. All the different tzibors that we exist in. We're going to be judged as part of a family, as part of a community, as part of a country, part of Klal Yisrael, how we fit into the tzibur. And by the tzibur it says that the ameich kulam tzadikim, that the tzibur as a tzibur is blemish-free. And the more a person can become part of Klal Yisrael and part of a tzibur, the more he's blemish-free. And in fact, the Rambam seems to point to this, that this slichas addresses the tzibur part of the mishpat. Because the Rambam says, since we are judged during this time of year, on Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, and every mitzvah makes a difference, because you can tip the scales one way or the other with one mitzvah, one aveira. Therefore, says the Rambam, Nohagu kol Yisrael biyomim eilu laharbos b'mitzvahs uvitztaka. Therefore, the minig is by all Jews that during these days they do more mitzvahs and more tzedakah to try to tip the scales. And then the Rambam continues, v'nohagu kulam, and all of them have the minig, lakum bashmoris, to get up early in the morning, to go to bote knesios, to go to shuls and say slichas, tachanunim, till the morning. So he's bothered me why the Rambam said it and split it up. Why don't you just say, v'nohagu kol Yisrael laharbos b'mitzvahs uvitztaka v'lakum bashmoris and lomar slichos? Why don't you just group it all together? Why do you split into 2 things? The answer, though, is that since we are going through 2 mishpatim, we're going to be judged as individuals and then again judged as a tzibur, how we fit into all the different tzibors that we are part of. 2 different mishpatim. For the individual mishpat, Noagu kol Yisrael, every individual tries to do more mitzvahs and more tzedakah as an individual. But how do you get the better of the tzibur mishpat? That, you go for slichas. Because slichas is something you can't say at home, for the most part. You can't say the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, not as tefillah. You can't say the things that are in Aramaic. This is a tefillah b'tzibur. And that's why the Rambam says everybody gets up in the morning, not says slichas, but goes to shul and says slichas. Lebote knesios, as a tzibur. So you have to address the individual mishpat, and you have to address the tzibur mishpat. The marbe, the mitzvahs, and staka addresses the individual mishpat, and the lokum bashmores, likones, lebote knesios, and say tachanunim, that is something that addresses the tzibur. So the 4 days of Slichas is to become part of the Tzibur, to strengthen your ties with the Tzibur. Because once you become part of the Tzibur, you're taka blemish-free as part of the Tzibur. You're not blemish-free as an individual. But at least you're blemish-free as part of the Tzibur. Another answer we've given in the past is, how is it possible that from 4 days Slichas you're going to become to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free? That the commitment to want to do tshuva already changed your status. The Miri says that somebody who commits himself to do tshuva already is called a chassid. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, if somebody's a Rasha Gomer, and he marries a woman on condition that he's a Tzadik Gomer, so we're choshish for the Kedushin, Shema Hira Tshuva Belibo. Maybe he was Mahar Tshuva and he became a Tzadik. So everybody asks, what difference does it make if he's Mahar Tshuva? Maybe he stole things, he has to return them. Maybe tshuva, you're not Yotze unless you say Vidui. You have to say it out loud. We didn't hear him say anything. So why should it be even a Sufik Kedushin? Even if he thought about doing tshuva, that doesn't help. So this word of the Miri answers that. Enochinami, to really get the kapara and to take away your averis, you have to have a whole tanoim, a lot of different conditions of what tshuva is. But once you commit yourself to do that, even before you do anything, you change your status. And you're not a rosh anymore, you're a tzaddik. You're just a tzaddik who has a lot of blemishes, who needs them to be corrected through the process of tshuva. But once you commit yourself, you change your status. You're no longer a rosh. Now you're a tzaddik. So therefore, blemish-free just means that through the 4 days of slichus, at least we should commit ourselves to the process. And once you commit yourself, you're already fit to be a korban. Another idea, I think we said last year, was that Chazal say, kol ha'over aveira u'mizbayish bo. Person who sins and he's embarrassed from the sin. He hasn't done tshuva, but he's embarrassed from doing the sin. Mochlim lo al kol avonosav. So he gets mechila for oz aveiros. The Maral explains that busha shows that you feel that the sin is out of character. It's not me. You're embarrassed about things that you do that are not appropriate, improper. It's not appropriate for me. That means the sin and me are two different things. So by being embarrassed, you separate the sin from yourself. It's no longer part of you. You haven't yet done tshuva and you haven't gone through the process, but the embarrassment itself separates the aveira. And because you separate the aveira, so you may still have the mum, but it's not part of you. Only a mum kavua, a mum that's part of the animal, that's not going to go away, that kind of mum passels a korban. But a mum over doesn't passel the korban. So therefore, because you're mavuyish, that's what slichas is. Slichas, I come and I say I'm sorry. And that comes from a feeling of embarrassment. I'm embarrassed about what I did, and we say it in the beginning here, right? L'cho Hashem atzdaka v'lanu boshes haponim. That is the beginning of slichas. The fact that we are ashamed. So the shame itself separates the sin, and then we can come that the mum is no longer a mum kavua, it's only a mum over, and therefore we can be a korban. Those are answers we said in the past. This year I want to say a little bit of a different idea. And that is the following. What does it mean that you make yourself a korban on Rosh Hashanah? Obviously we don't put ourselves on a barbecue or on a mizbeach, and what do you do to make yourself a korban? The idea is, a korban means that I give myself over to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. I subjugate myself to the Rabbanu. That's what a korban is. A korban is that I bring myself closer through an animal. So when you don't have the animal and you're the korban, you're making yourself closer to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. You bring yourself closer, you subjugate yourself totally to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you put yourself in his mechitza, in his domain. That's what it means to be a korban. In order to do that, you have to recognize how much you need the Rabbanu Shel Olam and how much he's machshiv you, and he wants you to be in his domain. So we say malchios, where we appreciate who the Rabbanu Shel Olam is, and zichronos, where we appreciate who we are, and shofros, what the relationship is, and in that way, we try to give ourselves over totally, subjugate ourselves, make ourselves subservient totally to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's what it means to make yourself a korban. And we do that through malchios, zichronos, and shofros. That is the means of how to make ourselves a korban to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So what is the mum that prevents that korban? The mum is that there's something separating between, if the korban means getting closer, putting myself in the Rabbanu Shel Olam's domain, nothing separating, then the mum is something that separates. Whatever separates between me and the Rabbanu Shel Olam is that kind of mum that prevents me from getting close, from giving myself over. Chatoyim or mavdilim beiniyu veinechem. Sins separate between a person and the Rabbanu Shel Olam, because when you do a chait, you're the opposite of being subservient and subjugated to Hashem. You take yourself out of God's domain. You do what he doesn't want. So you can't get close to him. You can't give yourself over. You're not subjugating yourself. You're doing the antithesis. So you can take away that mum in one of two ways. The obvious ideal way is to get rid of the mum, to get rid of the chait completely. That's what Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur is all about. But Shlichus is the first stage. The first stage is to realize that in order to take away that mum, I have to put myself in the Rabbanu Shlom's hands to begin with, because I need him. I can't do it on my own. The Gemara says in Sukkah, "B'chol yom v'yom yitzro shalodah misgaber alav u'mischadish alav." Every day the Yetzer Hara gets stronger and gets renewed. New face. The Ilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Lo Yochalo. If the Rabbanu Shlom wouldn't help us, we couldn't conquer the Yetzer Hara. We couldn't do it on our own. We have to take the initial step. Pischuli Pesach Kechudo Shel Machat. Open up a pinhole. B'derech Shalom Rotzalei Lech Molichin Oso. You have to have the desire to make the initial footstep. Habol Atayir Messiah Lo. But if the Rabbanu Shlom would not help us and give us Siyata Nishmaya, we could never finish it off. Shlichus is recognizing that we can't do it on our own. Kedalim ukiroshim dofaknu d'lasecha. We come like poor people. We can't do it on our own. We need the Rabbanu Shlom's help. And therefore, before I even take away the things that separate me from the Rabbanu Shlom, I put myself in his hands for that in itself. Help me take it away. And that already makes me roy to be a korban, because I've given myself over in the Rabbanu Shlom's hands. Even more than that, it says that a person who puts himself in the Rabbanu Shlom's hands and he accepts the judgment, Rabbanu Shlom, I know that I have what to be judged on, and I accept the fact that I have to be judged, but one condition: you do it. I'm willing to trust you. No malachim, no other things, just you. A person who puts himself in the Rabbanu Shlom's hand to be judged, so no other kochos, no malachim, no mekatrigim have any power over him. The Rabbanu Shlom judges him directly. So slichos is that idea. Rabbanu Shlom, kedalim ukiroshim dofaknu d'lasecha. We come and knock on the door, and we realize that we're going to have to be judged, and we're going to have to be able to give ourselves over as a korban, but we can't do it unless you help us. So we're willing to give ourselves over to you for that. And that already starts the process. So we can come on Rosh Hashanah as a korban, with all the mumim that we have, but with everything, we want to put ourselves in your hand. That's what slichas is. Slichas is the recognition that I need you, Rabbanu Shalom. I need you to forgive me. I'm not ready to be forgiven. I'm going to need a whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva, hopefully by Neil of Yom Kippur. I'll be ready to be forgiven. Be ready to actually be that carbon. But Lamaisa, we set up the process starting with Slichas. It's a recognition of the fact that I need to be forgiven and that I can't be forgiven unless you help me, and therefore I'm willing to put myself in your hands. And this carbon on Rosh Hashanah, this Slichas, sets the way for Yom Kippur. Because once you realize how much you need the Rabbanu Shalom, and how much he's machshiv you, and that there's a relationship between you, then you realize that if you broke that relationship, you have to fix it up. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. So Rosh Hashanah, L'dovid Hashem Ori is Rosh Hashanah, Shem Meir is Haderech L'Yom HaKippurim, and therefore, we continue Slichas after Rosh Hashanah. Because the same Slichas that prepares for Rosh Hashanah, that we should be able to give ourselves over to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, is the same Slichos that prepares for Yom Kippur too. Because what we accomplish on Rosh Hashanah is a preparation for what we'll do on Yom Kippur. And basically the Slichos revolve around the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, that without the Rabbanu Shlom's help, without those Yud Gimel Midos, we couldn't do it. So we need the Rabbanu Shlom's help. And we are willing to put ourselves in his hands. And that's what the Yud Gimel Midos of Racham is. We beg the Rabbanu Shel Olam to deal with us with mercy. And we evoke Zechus Avos constantly, because we have the potential. We just have to be brought out. We have the potential from our Avos. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam wanted our Avos. And he wants us. He wants us to be successful. So we put ourselves in his hands. That's what it means to be able 4 days to become blemish-free. Not to get rid of the Averis, but at least to forget about that blemish that we're holding ourselves back from the Rabbanu Shalom. I realize how much I need him. I'm willing to put myself in his hands even with all the blemishes. in order that he should help me to take away those blemishes and those chatoy. So if we have a successful slichas before Rosh Hashanah, and a successful Rosh Hashanah, and then slichas in preparation for Yom Kippur, then Amir Tzashem, at least by the siyum of all of this, will have gone through the process properly, and we will taka, achieve slicha, mechila, and kapara, and in that, a ksiva v'chasima tova for ourselves, our families, for the Moshav, for Klal Yisrael. And we'll see this year of all the klolas of the past stopping and ending, and all of the brachas that could be, the most ideal brachas, should start with this coming year, v'yaskol tzedek m'heirav yomim.